First-hand assessment of crop insurance. Hello and welcome everyone for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Baggs. You know, farmers here in Tennessee and around the country are weighing in on the benefits of crop insurance.
Every few years, the farm bill will be reopened and renegotiated. There are things in the farm bill still that are important to Tennessee agriculture, namely the crop insurance program. Crop insurance is the only part of the safety net from the federal government that is still beneath the prices and the risk that farmers take on their farms.
Cannon County farmer Mark Barker, who recently shared his concerns about the importance of maintaining crop insurance while visiting with his Congressman Diane Black. And obviously, it's not just here in Tennessee that farmers need crop insurance. USDA's Rod Bain has more.
I can tell you I would not be here today without crop insurance.
Those words from Montana wheat farmer Gordon Stoner, who shares his experience enrolled in federal crop insurance programs.
I started farming in 1980. We had 10 years of drought. I probably collected crop insurance 7 of those 10 years. Since 1990, I probably only had 2 or 3, 4 claims, small claims.
Stoner adds crop insurance is vital for farmers as a risk management tool.
Especially young farmers, beginning farmers, disadvantaged farmers.
In addition,
it's incumbent on farmers not only to purchase crop insurance, but to do whatever they can to manage their risk, whether it's different crops. Maybe they grow for different markets. If you happen to be near an urban area, fresh produce or selling direct, there are a lot of ways farmers can manage risk, and they need to avail themselves to them all.
I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
Crop insurance was very important to the farmers of Tennessee, not only to the crop farmers, but also to the livestock farmers.
No doubt crop insurance, an important tool for our farmers. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.